the food area, as Adrian Johnson would rightly say, is one of the important aspects of the Nottinghamshire County Show, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Susanna Starkey.
Susanna, you're here with the extraordinary apple juice Bramley Company, is that right?
That's right, the extraordinary John Starkey, which is founded by my great-great-grandfather in 1901, and we've been selling Bramleys from Southall ever since, and we've just rebranded this fantastic new Bramley from the original tree, which is still alive, but we've replicated it, and it's growing fruit that doesn't need any sugar added. So all our juices, pressed on the farm, sometimes blended with blackberries, sometimes blended with strawberries, are sweet without needing any sugar. I know the whole big thing is Coca-Cola versus orange juice and fruit juices.
Other brands,
which would you prefer to have? Oh, yeah, sorry about the branding. Would you like to try some, sir?
I'll ask Carly, as our official taster, to actually work through this. So this is wonderful
Bramley
stuff.
Juice. And tell me, imagine that with vodka.
Any sugar whatsoever.
No, imagine that with a bit of soda, vodka, lime juice, perhaps a bit of ginger cordial, or with a carver or an English sparkling wine.
That is very nice. Yeah, oh, that is very nice.
Well, just a breakfast juice. And the compotes we make, which are basically, it's a fancy word for puree, goes very well with cereal, yogurts. Or, you know, people have it with their pork, don't they, on a Sunday? But actually, brilliant for breakfast.
You see, this is the sort of thing that our regular correspondent on Thursday's Midweek Drive Morning Edition, William Sitwell, is delighted to eulogise about, because not only does he actually run the joys of the editorial work of Waitrose, he's a keen culinary person. And actually, Holly, only yesterday he was saying this is what we need to be encouraging with youngsters.
Yes, definitely. He was talking about all the organic and making sure you support small businesses and stuff like that. And yeah, definitely, definitely, this is something he'd like.
The endorsement and why we came over to see you.
Thank you very much. No, William Sitwell, if he says something, then we all nod and listen and take notice.
Well, there you are. He liked that. I'll clip that and just run it for William's sort of ears only next week. 100% Bramley compote, as you rightly said, no added sugar. Genuine. Would you like to introduce your team here? Because you seem to have a fine sort of collection of co-workers.
Of course. This is Henry Edwards James, who's 13, and he's helping me today. He's been sticking stickers on and sorting things out for me behind the scenes so we don't have any trip hazards. And this is his father, Marcus Edwards Jones. And
how do you do?
Marvellous. Hello, Henry, by the way.
Hi.
Just confirming that Henry can actually speak. That's always important for 13, just to work that way through. Excellent stuff.
He doesn't need to speak. He just needs to smile. And then people just buy our fruit juices. It's good to be here. It's a lovely day. I hope the sun comes out for everyone too.
We've put in a special order. I mean, I did get a little bit worried, bearing in mind that we're back to the Lincolnshire inspired event later on in the day, where we're actually looking at Irving Finkel and his Ark Before Noah. And obviously Noah's Ark is actually coming to Lincoln. I said it's too early. It can't start today. It's not good at all, etc.
No hills either.
Quite some discovery.
Discovery juice.
So what is in that one then?
Now this is interesting. Discovery juice, discovery apple variety is a very short season. It only is on the tree ripening for a really, really short time, and it doesn't store very well. So the best way to keep it for the year is to press it. And a good discovery, which is left on the tree long enough to ripen, has about 2 millimetres of pink flesh. So when we press it, it sort of gives this fantastic pink flavour, which actually this is not as pink because it's faded over time, but in August, September, we'll have these awesome pink juices. Yeah, and we're selling them in Nottingham City Council venues, National Trust, hopefully, and some bars and sort of upbeat, some bespoke sort of bars for that.
Sophisticated, stylish, and generally full of joie de vivre.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to bring it into the 21st century and have a bit of this pizzazz, and I don't want to be able to sex up, but juices aren't boring anymore.
Juices are not boring, are they, Holly?
No, certainly not. So are you taking the stall anywhere else then? Are you going to any other shows or...?
Well, I hope to be at Welbeck and Chatsworth. Being called up by Chatsworth.
That's good.
Yes, that's been called up by them. And then they asked to see us and they like our product. So I'm going to take it to their food fair. It's just a little weekend. Not as big as this show, of course.
I'm thinking, actually, we should really think about doing a location report with you and actually see the whole process as go through. Would you be up for that?
Absolutely. You're welcome down to Norwood Park anytime. We'd love to show you around and show you how it works from the growing all the way to the bottling.
Sounds good, Holly?
Yes, yeah, I'd be excited
to
see
that.
Yeah,
excellent.
I think that could be looking at. Meanwhile, a quick plug for a website. Do you actually have one, sir?
Yes, we do. It's www.johnstarkey.co. No M on the end of co.
Exactly, just .co. Not .co.uk, just
.co. No, just .co. We're a company.
Of course.
Exactly. And we're worldwide, so we're not going to limit ourselves to the UK.
And so are we. I'll make sure we give full name checks to our Los Angeles correspondents with yourself as well. Listen, it's been fantastic connecting with the three of you. Really great, and wish you all the very best. And yeah, really looking forward to seeing the growth of the company in terms of true dynamism, because it's healthy, it's positive, it's
local,
good.
It's Nottinghamshire, it's linked, well, it's Midlands, it's British as well.
And incredibly tasty.
And from the delights of apple juice through to where, Holly?
Through to the Limbank Farm handmade cheese.
And we're speaking to?
Mr. Smith, Robert, from near Skegness. That's where the farm is based.
So very much at the heart of Lincolnshire. I'll just sort of come around from that point of view. There's nothing like sort of cheese and Skeggy for a wonderful sort of holiday scenario. Now, you've got the Skegness Blue here. You've got a whole range of systems there. Just roughly, how long did it take to set up this morning?
This morning? Well, we came yesterday afternoon, to be honest with you. We sort of spent, probably an hour, and then an hour and a half this morning just to get set up, get everything finalised, make sure everything's spick and span and ready to go.
Now, we know that obviously lots of sort of key aspects of the Nottinghamshire show is to focus on local produce, homegrown projects, think farmyards, not food miles and all sorts of things. Really, you must be on a winner here, because not only have you got, you know, top handmade cheese, but, you know, you're fairly local as well.
We are, yeah. It's sort of about an hour's ride down the road, so, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Holly?
What goes in the Brewer's Choice cheese?
Now, that's a good one. When people see the Brewer's Choice, they see it and think, beer. But I always say, I don't want to disappoint, but it's made with, I've got to be careful here, brewer's yeast.
All right.
Don't want to advertise.
It's okay. We'll give lots of plugs to Limbank Farm handmade cheese. It's fine. You're shameless.
That's good of you, thank you.
So brilliant. So that, now, I mean, Holly is our official taster. I don't know if you started tasting. Is that a possibility? Would you like a taste, Holly? Cheese in the morning?
Should I try the Brewer's Choice?
You want to try the Brewer's?
Yeah.
It's going to be a moment, don't you think?
Oh, your Marmite.
I like Marmite crisps and Marmite rice cakes and stuff like that.
Just a good moment. Here we go. Delicate Tonori tea. Cheese has entered her mouth.
It's really creamy, actually. And it's not too strong in it. You taste it more at the end, yeah. No, that's really nice.
There's a
really
lot of people
nice.
Try it, and they go, thinking it's big. And when you put them right, they go, well, that's nice, and you hate more than that.
Genuinely sort of wonderful in every sense of the word from that point of view. I just sort of realised that phones are going off, so I shall probably actually ask Holly to take the number, and we'll see if things are... Probably it's finished, actually, so it doesn't matter. All will work through. Is there a website for the Limbank Farm?
There is. You can either look up Limbank Farm Cheese Company or postercheese.com.
Well, there we have it. And presumably, you will be at the Lincolnshire Show?
We will be at the Lincolnshire Show. I think we've about five stands altogether, so...
So I suspect we'll probably connect with you guys then, really.
Hopefully, yeah.
And a little plug for your colleague here who's been too shy to do any on-air stuff, but has been doing wonderful stuff in terms of setting all the sorts of material right.
Well, the colleague's a wife.
Well, there we are. Can be both, of course.
Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. There we are. Excellent stuff. Just still with the fabulous folk from Limbank Farm, and I see actually Just Jane to Fly Again. You're actually supporting this wonderful campaign, so share with us, what are you doing with this?
Yeah, well, Just Jane is a Lancaster based at East Kirkby, which is approximately, 7 or 8 miles from the farm. And the idea being, we do know Andrew Panton, who is the grandson of the two old gentlemen that originally bought it and owned it. And they knock about with me, eldest daughter and son-in-law. And we said, well, if we do your cheese, you can sell it in your souvenir shop at East Kirkby. We'll do it on the shows, farmers markets, and we'll pass on a donation to try and help get it flying.
Fantastic. You can tell that it's actually in favour of that, because it's got Just Jane to Fly Again branded on the cheese, and £3.50, so excellent stuff from that point of view. And you've also got, of course, chutney as well.
The aviator chutney, that's new. That's only been out about a month. Again, East Kirkby asked if we could do something, you know, as in chutneys, and that's what we came up with. It's an apple one with a cinnamon flavour, but go very well with the cheese.
Fabulous. Again, just tasty beyond compare in many ways. Once again, many thanks for actually catching me with yourself. I think Mr. Panton, I'm fairly sure I once did a World's Words with him. I might have actually shared the stage with him from that point of view, so just
probably
shows the connection.
Yeah, there's the two old gentlemen, Harold and Fred. Unfortunately, one died last year, but they're continuing. And from what I understand, the Lancaster has got four new engines, and the last winter they revamped the undercarriage, so maybe one day, maybe one day.
A few weeks ago on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we were delighted to speak to Jane Olney, who's taken over the mantle of press show director and all sorts of things with respect to the Nottinghamshire County Show. Jane, good to meet you in person.
Good to meet you as well, and the sun's shining today as well.
Well, we've put in a special order, so all's good from that. Now, Holly and myself have already had a little wander around. We've met up with pig exhibitors.
And some pen makers, yes. And
sheet makers, and lovely
makers, yes. And cheese makers, and it's, lots of stuff going on.
And we can endorse the fact that the mojo factor, as far as the Nottinghamshire County Show is concerned, is in good hands. It's all looking good, and the exhibitors seem happy as well.
Yes, we did do yesterday was the huge setup day, so we were helping everybody, making sure that they had their water and they had their electrics and they were in the right places. So we do pride ourselves on being a friendly show, so, and we do hope that all the exhibitors feel that way, and we make them feel very welcome and look after them as well.
Which is great stuff. This is your second official show, is that right?
Sort of. I joined literally 3 weeks before last year's show, and I joined as deputy, helping the then show manager, and took on the mantle of show manager officially on the 1st of September. So this is my first official show as manager.
So show manager, show director, say wonderful. The person without whom Adrian Johnson could not function, let's face it. Adrian's looking good this morning, I must admit. Hopefully we'll grab a few words with him shorter. But obviously, first day, it's always a bit tense when we're looking at weather and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Holly and myself both commented that citing Noah's Ark as a line coming together, it's a bit of a risk, really.
Yes, but if the clouds have parted, and it is actually looking really sunny outside now.
So have you had a chance to wander around yourself, Jane, and just sort of touch base with some of the things that are happening? Or is it a case of, no, I've got stewards to look after, I've got VIPs, I've got all sorts of things?
Well, first thing in the morning, it is exactly what you said, making sure that the judges have arrived and that they know where they're going and the stewards are all arriving and in their right places. And all the classes start, because the classes are show jumping and the horses and all the classes started about 8 o'clock this morning. So I haven't had a chance to wander yet. I've been rushing from place to place. But as I say, everything looks as if it's working. I'm sitting here looking at horse show jumping now, and I'm looking at the sun shining on it. So it's happening.
The show is... That's why you got the job, because you can multitask. You can do the interview, you can check out the show jumping, you can check out the weather. It's all done simultaneously. It's amazing. Holly, any questions?
What are you most looking forward to over the course of the entire show, then?
If I can ask that.
Basically, I suppose, wearing my manager's hat, a safe show that everybody enjoys, and everybody arrives with a smile on their face and they go home with a smile on their face.
And some of the main ring exhibits, of course, I mean, we haven't really had a chance to talk about those, and because of time, we'll probably actually sort of not be able to cover them in full. But again, you seem to have pulled out all the stops.
We hope so. We do try and sort of get some good displays for people. I mean, obviously, we are an agricultural show first and foremost, so a lot of the happenings in the main ring do revolve around the classes. However, we've got some other spectacular, and I did watch last night. Our kite display team arrived yesterday, and they were having a little bit of a rehearsal at 7 o'clock last night, and they were looking superb. So hopefully the weather conditions are absolutely perfect for them today, so I'm looking forward to that.
Any truth in the rumour that Adrian's going to break into a burst of Dick Van Dyke's Let's Go Fly a Kite a la Mary Poppins? I mean, I thought that might be a possibility.
There's possibilities, and he'll be riding on the Sherman tank at the same time, possibly.
Just what I was thinking about. Yeah, it's marvellous. I think, you know, I always like to set a challenge for Adrian, and I'm sure he'd appreciate that. Exactly. Speechless for the moment. Jane's been fabulous, touching base with your good self. We're at the Nottinghamshire County Show, the second official Nottinghamshire County Show, but as far as the Newark and Notts Show is concerned, I think we're well into the hundreds.
It's the 131st show here.
There you have it, you see. I just wanted to work through that for the simplicity's sake. So I wasn't around for the first 100, shall we say, but certainly over the last few years that we've been fortunate enough to actually come here and check out the system. As I said at the start, I think the magic is still there.
Yes, we'll do. Sorry, yes.
Jane Olney, we salute you. Many thanks. The great thing about the Nottinghamshire County Show is, of course, we get the chance to speak to the Chief Executive Officer of the Newark and Notts Agricultural Society. That is the fabulous Adrian. How are you, Adrian?
I'm absolutely marvellous, Alex. Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Adrian Johnson, of course. I just use the first word because a bit like Madonna and other things, I just say fabulous. Adrian would be a nice line for that. We have just, as we were saying, been speaking to Jane Olney, and we also were sharing, Holly, with the excitement. Holly, what have you enjoyed so far? Because this is your first ever Nottinghamshire County Show.
Yeah, I really like the cheese, I have to say that. But actually, I really liked how awake the animals are, and just seeing the fact that everyone's doing something. It's not like everybody's just sat around. You can tell that it's got this life and this atmosphere, even at 8 o'clock in the morning when we got here.
So it's always difficult, as you know, Adrian, sort of realising that even our soon-to-be postgraduate students sort of realise that there are 2 8 o'clocks in the day.
Well, there it goes.
Sorry, you've got me on that, on no comment, because, when I was at university, I didn't know what 0800 was either, actually. I will admit that. But no, I mean, it's great. And once again, we've actually got a cracking show. The weather even has been kind to us as we are looking out the window right now. Beautiful, sunny day.
Well, we did order it. I mean, I know it was a little tough at the start,
well,
Adrian.
Marvellous. I didn't quite realise the powers of your station, Alex, but that truly is fantastic.
It's the way forward. Holly, questions? She's gone. Adrian, you have this effect on many of my female assistants, really. You know, it's the power of speech in all sorts of ways. Looking at the range of things here, as we've said, this is very much the start of the show season. It's a cliche, but it's true. And speaking to the exhibitors with their beasts, you know, they're all kind of encouraged by it. I mean, there's a real sense of energy and dynamism, which is... It used to be unique to the Newark and Notts show in terms of starting the season. It's now, of course, the Nottinghamshire County show. But that must make you feel very proud in terms of the exhibitors as well, because it is a show, and we get a whole range of people coming as well.
Yeah. With this being the first major outing for them over the winter, then they do take perhaps a bit of a risk here in terms of it's the first time that the animal's actually been exposed to the public, to other competitors, and to showing conditions. And certain animals are actually quite difficult to control under those circumstances. There's a commonality, everybody's meeting after the winter, and so that, I'm sure, actually contributes to the real buzz that we are privileged enough to have at this show. But of course, as we go through the summer, many other shows have similar atmospheres. But without question, the fact that we're the first actually really does give us that little edge.
Precisely. And so it starts with Newark and Notts, or Nottinghamshire County Show. I'll get on brand before too long, Adrian. And of course, wraps up with the Bakewell Show. Holly,
do you have, since you've changed from the Newark and Notts to the Nottinghamshire show, what would you say is the biggest change, or would you say that it's just the name?
No, we're getting a lot more support from further afield. The main reason actually was for promotional reasons, and that is that the BBC, for example, if they go to the Newark and Notts, then actually it meant that they would have to go to every other show within Nottinghamshire, otherwise they could be accused of, you know, selective choice.
Don't get me started on BBC local radio, Adrian, please.
Okay, I apologize.
With Jane's background, there could be issues here, but let's just hold fire.
Indeed, I apologize for that, but swearing on air is terrible. But no, seriously, it has helped us to actually up the quality of the agencies with which we interact, as well as the BBC. We're now regularly dealing with the Nottinghamshire County Council on issues that are so important to our site, such as the highways and traffic flow around here. So it's been a very positive thing.
We suggested with Jane she might like to suggest that you could do a Dick Van Dyke let's go fly a kite moment later on in the day. Possibly, I think she said, Holly, that he could actually also drive a Sherman tank at the same time. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, I recall that.
are you up for that, Adrian?
Well, yeah, I mean, having been from the army, yes, I could probably do a bit of the tank driving, but I don't know whether I could fly a kite as well.
Let's go fly a kite now. It's fantastic. Adrian, it's been fantastic as ever. Let's look ahead to some of the other sort of events in the year, because obviously the Newark and Notts Showground is busily involved throughout the year with a whole heap of other goodies.
Well, we've got, as usual, a full-packed summer programme, and if anybody wants to look at that, then do look at www.newarkshowground.com, and they can see the events listing there. But one that we're really quite excited about, as you know, we do a vintage tractor show. This year we're starting the Midlands Machinery Show, and that is the new agricultural machinery show. It will take place on the 12th and 13th of November, and we've already got 45 stands booked in for that, and a tremendous amount of interest. So that really is going to capitalise on our agricultural roots, heritage, and you know, get another good event in our pedigree of our stable of shows.
And you'll be pleased to know that Amelia Highfield, of course, the soul from the Lincolnshire Agriculture Society, who of course we had a jiu-jitsu test with when she was actually here. In fact, Adrian, as far as I recall, you also had her on the floor within a few seconds of actually meeting her. She's getting married in the summer, but she still thinks it's wonderful, and she sends her best.
Thank you very much indeed. Yes, you're absolutely right. A very pleasant moment.
Right, Holly, you see, by comparison, getting a pen made for your good self and actually tasting some cheese, it's a fairly mild system.
Okay, no, I mean, I hope you have a fantastic day. And as you can see, everything's really buzzing outside now. The public are now starting to come in good numbers, and we're looking for a cracking time.
Adrian Johnston from the Newarken Notts Agricultural Society, Chief Executive Officer of the Newarken Nottinghamshire Agricultural Society, and indeed man behind the Nottinghamshire County Show. We salute you.
Thank you.
And so our brief mini sojourn to day one of the Nottinghamshire County Show actually begins to come to an end. I mean, we've really just covered probably 0.5%, no, maybe a bit more than that. We probably provide a little snapshot of maybe 2 to 3% of the fun things actually there from both the beasts' point of view, the animal livestock, the food catering side of things, and indeed, of course, the great choice and range of food, plus, of course, some of the crafty stuff. But what has your particular highlight been, Holly Parker?
It will always be the cheese. Wherever we go, the highlight will always be the cheese.
I sense actually that one of our resident cheese experts, Sarah Gayton from Derbyshire, who makes a big thing about the cheese festival, you could be the ideal sort of partnership for going to a cheese festival thing.
Yeah, that sounds like
thousands of cheeses.
Oh, yeah, I love cheese.
Well, there we have it. So it's the cheese that actually wins on, as I say, the 2014 Nottinghamshire County Show. Thanks to Adrian Johnston and, of course, the team for some superlative work here. And if you get a chance to obviously visit yourself, then do so. This has been Holly Parker and Alex Lefthug on location in association with Pharma Nor Nutritional Supplements for Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.